Welcome to Career Tools. This is Sarah.
And this is Amanda.
And today's cast, Saying No to a Delegation, Part 1 of 2.
The questions this cast answers are, can I say no to a delegation? What are good reasons to say no to a delegation? And are there consequences for saying no to delegation?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Chicago, Manager Tools is headed your way in just under a month. July 10th, we'll host our flagship event, the Effective Manager Conference, in Chicago. July 11th is our Career Tools Effective Communicator event. Both events are open to anyone who would like to register and increase their professional skill set. July 9th, 10th, and 11th will be in Chicago. You can sign up at manager-tools/training.
So, Amanda, here we are today. I'm joining us again on CT. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm so good.
All right, folks, I'm joining in today. Wendy is just back from vacation here at Manager Tools. So she's a little bit busy with other exciting things for us this week. And I'm going to sub in so we can talk a little bit about delegation.
Oh, that's a good topic.
We talk about it all the time when we're teaching managers, right? Always talking about delegation. Today it's different, though. It's for recipients on delegation. And folks, delegation is the most well-known and well-used form of professional development. And it's for a good reason. It pushes work down, one of the core managerial behaviors that make organizations effective. Now, most managers don't know how to do it well outside of the Manager Tools community. And we don't assume you have a Manager Tools manager necessarily. But whether your manager belongs to our community or not, that doesn't mean that your manager won't try to delegate to you. But that makes a lot of us wonder, can I ever say no to delegation? Now, the thing is, you don't want to say no to delegation because you might mess up your career. But are there situations where one can safely say no? You never know.
The fact is, you can say no to delegation, but there are definitely risks involved, even when you have good, knowledgeable, and dare I say, the Manager Tools bosses. There are some basic rules worth remembering. Because if you're going to say no, you need to do it in the right way to protect your future opportunities. Because if you're smart and you want future delegation chances, it's the most common way that bosses develop their people. So it's important, which means doing it well matters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can say no, but you got to do it the right way for the right reasons. So today's outline. First, we're going to start by talking about the fact that delegation is the number one development tool. It's not just about your boss doing less work and you doing more work. It's about growing the individual. Number two, we're going to discuss, yes, you can say no to a delegation. Then, what to do if your boss doesn't ask, but tells instead. Followed by, you need a good reason if you're going to say no. And finally, saying no 3 times in a row is a problem.
All right, let's get started.
Mm-hmm.
So delegation is the number one development tool.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to talk about saying no to a delegation, we've got to start with an acknowledgement that delegation is the single most used development tools of all managers worldwide. We, in fact, have one client, a huge multinational firm, who makes it clear in their guidance to all of their managers and their directs that delegation is development. And we agree with them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think most of us don't realize as recipients, I would even go so far as to say some managers don't even realize, but that's besides the point. Most of us don't realize as recipients of delegation that it's oftentimes done to help us grow. It's done by managers to help our managers understand us more. Where does this person want to go with their career? What are they interested in? Let me find out what they're good at, what they excel at, what maybe they struggle at. It's done by managers, by organizations as a whole, as you just mentioned, in an effort to grow people. Now, to be clear, we're not saying that that's the way it should necessarily be. That is, what should be the single most used development tool by far is feedback, both positive and negative feedback. But far too many managers, motivated by their own self-interest, which essentially means avoiding conflict, and the stress of trying something new, giving feedback, and failing at it for a little while, most managers fail to give what would be a necessary amount of feedback in order to help people grow and develop. And because managers are afraid of, managers don't want to, managers avoid giving feedback, we lean on delegation.
And along with leaning on delegation, oftentimes our managers don't lean into coaching. They find that coaching, they think it's too hard. Well, at least most managers think it's too hard. And that's typically because it takes too much time. Those are the longer investments in both their time and their direct's time. So we're missing on feedback. We don't lean into coaching. So here's what we have: delegation.
Yeah.
And delegation has an enormous advantage. When managers delegate successfully, she reduces her own workload.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. That's what we need to do. Bring on extra time for that more valuable work that's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And it also leads us to know that executives delegate like crazy. So if managers do their jobs well, they free up their time. And executives are really good at this because they do it all the time.
Oh my gosh, Amanda, that reminds me of the fact that for our Career Tools audience, no, folks, at least in some small part, maybe in some large part, one of the main reasons your manager delegates to you a lot is their manager, an executive, is delegating to them constantly and is always saying to them, you got to delegate more. You need to delegate more. You should be delegating more. So it's coming from above. It's not necessarily beginning to sprout at your manager's level. It's coming from above them, this desire to get them to delegate more.
Yeah, because we hear it all the time from the managers is that, oh, you need more time, delegate more. So it's not them. It's coming from above.
It's coming from above, totally.
And it's the one major discriminator between the managers and the executives. Because again, the executives do it well, and so they're expecting their managers and their directs to do it well as too. So even though, not all though, control freak managers delegate, they also are people that want more responsibilities. So even though those managers hear it, you need to delegate, and they have a harder time to give up that work, they want more responsibility from their bosses. So they're going to delegate.
Yeah, exactly. And another way you could think about it, going back to what I mentioned a little bit earlier, Amanda, when I said sometimes your manager delegates to you, the individual, in an effort to figure out what you're good at and maybe what you're not so good at, where you need a little bit of work. Their manager, the executive, delegates to the manager in an effort to get them ready for the next role. Are they a good delegator? Are they not so good at delegating? Are they going to be a good executive? Maybe they're going to struggle with that piece when it comes to being an executive. All of this is organizational development, starting at the top, coming down, using the tool of delegation. And all this information that we've put in so far, all this play up to the point, is just making a case saying, if you're on the road to greater responsibility, you're going to run into a manager that delegates. And for the record, you want to run into a manager who delegates, because managers who don't delegate suck.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to work for that person who's hoarding all the work and not giving you the best and brightest and shiniest of opportunities, because that's oftentimes what delegation is. Managers who save up all the good things for themselves and don't share any of those things with their directs, you don't want to work for that person. So if you're going to be delegated to, and you want to be delegated to, you better know the rules. And that's what we're here to do today.
So yes, you can say no to delegation. If your boss asks you to take on one of his responsibilities, you can decline. And the vast majority of the time, the no is not a problem at all, provided you know the rest of these rules.
Exactly.
So note that in this example, your boss is asking you. That's the right way.
With a question mark.
Yes. You can't see all the air quotes and things I'm using.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just audio only. So we're going to give you an example where your boss is asking you the delegation question. And that's the right way, the professional way. This is also the way that we recommend it to the managers of Manager Tools. So in our guidance, we have a podcast, The Art of Delegation. And one of the first rules is that you ask to delegate.
Exactly. Now, folks, the reason you can say no is because your boss is asking. Now, there's a rule for managerial behavior. Never ask a question of a direct if you don't intend to honor its answer. And you can think of the impact upon you of a boss who asks you a question, and when you don't give the answer they want, they immediately reframe it as a statement. You misunderstood that. It was rhetorical. If that's been done to you, you remember that moment and you didn't much like it. And making a role power play, in this case, to which our directs will likely feel compelled to agree, is sometimes what managers will do. Right? You ask the question, it doesn't work. Well, let me try that again. It's not a good look. Don't do it. If you've been compelled this way before, you don't like it done. It doesn't mean your manager won't do it to you, but it could happen. Now, what all this means is that when a boss asks you a question, they're using their relationship power to persuade you to a course of action. And when someone tries to persuade you, they're not compelling you. Your boss, when they ask, is avoiding using one of their other powers. They're using relationship power and avoiding role power, where they can, to a degree, in fact, compel you to do things.
But for the record, he cannot actually compel you. This is a common misconception, even amongst bosses.
Yeah.
Bosses cannot compel. They don't have that magic power. They have powers, but they're not magical.
Yeah, they're limited.
This distinction is an important one. You are always welcome to quit, and this eliminates the ability for them to compel you.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard that, but essentially, the reason managers cannot compel is because you have choice. You can leave. You can go elsewhere. That is the choice. Now, it doesn't always feel like a choice, but it's the choice. I mean, you don't have to do what they tell you to do. You can go get a different job. And of course, perhaps you see this as a distinction without a difference, but
yeah, it's not a great option.
It's not the ideal option for most of us, Amanda. Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right. But in terms of organizations, in terms of the way organizations are designed to work, know that this is not a distinction without a difference. It is a difference. Now, what your boss can do is visit consequences on you in the form of a bad review or negative feedback or a doubt about your willingness to grow in your career. And again, you might think it's not a difference, but it is. And you'll understand the difference perfectly when you yourself are someone's boss, and you realize you can't compel anything. Consequences are not compulsion. An individual leaving is not what you want to have happen. I don't want to create a world where I'm compelling you to do things, or moreover, I'm asking you to do something that causes you to choose to leave the organization. I don't want that to be the case. So managers know that there is choice here in a way that I would suggest maybe directs don't feel is a set of logical choices.
So again, when you are asked, by definition, you're always allowed to decline. But remember that when your boss uses his relationship power, he is showing you respect that you would not necessarily be getting if he told you through his role power of your new responsibility.
And that's exactly it. And folks, to be clear, persuasion doesn't mean that your boss doesn't care what your answer is. Your boss cares what your answer is. And let's be clear, your boss wants you to say yes. But in this case, if your boss is asking the question, again, versus telling, he's asking because hopefully your boss knows that when he asks and you say yes, you'll be willfully agreeing. And your willingness unlocks what is called commitment energy. Now, when you choose to do something, you are committing to do that thing. You're not just doing it because you were told, you are doing it because you agreed. You said, yes, I will do this. And it's a different type of commitment energy, that an individual is making. So even if you can clearly tell that your boss wants you to accept, that your boss is persuading you in a way to encourage you to accept, if your boss asks, you may say no. And if your boss is a professional, your boss will not attempt to trump you or move over to role power or, well, you didn't understand me clearly, you're going to do this anyway. A boss who uses relationship power will often allow for the no to occur.
And we hope you can also see that the damage this switch in power will do to the trust that your boss has built with you. Because it does. When someone doesn't respect your answer and they make the switch, it does impact the trust. So you would always wonder the next time you ask the question whether he wants an honest answer or the answer he expects. And that can almost mess with if you're going to say yes or no the next time, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something to kind of keep in mind when those powers get switched up.
Mm-hmm. And I think something to keep in mind for our listening audience on Career Tools is if your boss goes into the interaction using their relationship power, asking a question, they're likely generally willing to accept a no, as previously mentioned, which means they know there's a bit of risk that comes with this activity. And for the sake of you and the relationship and the organization and commitment energy and all of these things, your boss is taking that risk. That is, your boss is investing in the relationship on their part and will generally, again, not trump you. Generally not trump you. Because they knew by asking the question that they were putting themselves in a degree of risk.
Yeah.
If they knew, generally, again, if they knew you must say yes, oftentimes they wouldn't have asked it as a question.
Exactly.
To decrease or alleviate that degree of risk. And folks, being asked is very different than being told through role power to do something. When we are told to do something, that exchange unlocks compliance energy versus the previous, which was commitment energy. And we suspect you can probably tell how much differently you'll feel and behave when you commit rather than when you comply. And that's the difference. It feels a little bit small. It feels a little bit insignificant. But when you're the recipient, when it's real and when you've been asked to do something versus you've been told to do something, it's a big distinction as a recipient and one that you will surely notice. So if you decide against saying yes, again, if you decide to say no, that's okay. And we'll discuss in a moment what the good reasons are to justify your no. Looking to climb the career ladder, but unsure how to make your next move? Unlock the potential of your career with the Manager Tools Personal License. From mastering the art of interviews to crafting resumes that stand out in a crowd, our tools have guided thousands to career success. And now, with our AI chatbot, you can get tailored advice drawn from decades of expertise anytime you need it. Start your license today and access essential tools like the interviewing series and resume workbook, all enhanced by AI that guides you step by step. Start making strategic career moves with Manager Tools by your side. Climbing the career ladder just got easier. Visit us online today at manager-tools.com to learn more about how you can become a Manager Tools licensee.
Let's talk about what if your boss doesn't ask?
Mm-hmm.
If your boss doesn't ask but tells you, you don't have much of a choice. This is against all the best principles of management, but it's quite likely that a non-manager tools manager doesn't know that what they are doing is wrong, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't understand the compliance versus the commitment energy levels, nor the difference between that relationship and the role power. And we're sorry for you if that's the case. You must play the cards that you were dealt. If they don't ask, then you have to do it, right? And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, there's no saying no if a question wasn't asked.
Yeah.
No.
And as much as we would love the perfect world where you get asked with use of relationship power and through the trust.
By a boss that will respect your answer.
Yes. This isn't fantasy tools. This is career tools.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, folks, I don't want to make excuses for your boss here, but I think I'm going to kind of make excuses for your boss. And I'm going to say it at least in part because as an individual who's listening to this now, you may or may not be a manager, but at one day you might be a manager. No. Managers are more often than not highly untrained for the role as leading other people. Really, our knowledge that goes into how to lead other people is basically a patchwork quilt of our past experiences. Oh, I had this boss. They were really good. I'm going to do some of that stuff. And this other boss, not so good. I'm going to ensure I don't do any of that stuff. So a lot of managers, this commitment energy versus compliance power, they don't know. They just don't know. They know what they know through experience and may not have got a lot of experience potentially receiving delegations. So maybe didn't have some of that experience to see or learn or come to understand on their own that being asked is better than being told. They just don't know. Yeah. So unfortunately for you. Again, Manda said, this is not fantasy tools. It could be any of the number of opportunities or occasions that exist out there in humankind, because who knows who your manager is? And when you receive delegation, when you are told to do something that seems a delegation, but is more of an assignment, add this information to your Delta file. If you're not familiar with a Delta file, if one day you want to become a manager, start making one now. A Delta file is a place where you keep a record of those things that were done to you that you swear you will not do to your future directs. And this list of things should include that. This is a piece of knowledge that maybe your manager didn't have, that your manager didn't add to a Delta file. They didn't realize I should ask, not tell. And you now know better. So don't visit those same ills upon people on your future teams and ask, don't tell. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. That's all for this week. Join us again next week when we finish our topic. Have a good one.